Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and it's time now for Celtic Dawn.
Father the one Eirik was sest and solemn Dimig the Lewis Dimig the Nart Gichar haka in loharu Dimig me Lewis, dimig me nart, honach maren ka ik fion. Hig leriv ni hil me speish, kia danish ni biengilum. Duchring she glee, so ser gnok. A fadrig is dochter ruan. Is a marig dat de chan mochrot. Is nach voor me go erdus. Huala secure de bar. Galter noch lin, a litre galis, a noem nioch, under de fien. Thank you. parfum et de gnoc. Nur de heinach kan locht an dort fien. De chyrach na gala an moorach lua.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Come fill the cup, let's drink about, this night we'll merry be. For friendship and for harmony, likewise my comrades three. To meet again some other night, my secret joy reveal. For I now must stray so far away, till fortune turns the wheel. Not for love, nor gold, nor dress, I'll take my estimate of man. But when I meet a friend in need, I'll stretch a helping hand. To him I'll drink, for him I'll fight, to him my mind reveal. And friends will say, whatever way blind fortune turns the wheel. But it's some of my pretended friends, if friends you may them call. They falsely turned their back on me when mine was at the wall. Yet in a glass I let it pass, you'll ken I wish them well. That someday I may the debt repay, when fortune turns the wheel. And it's of a lovely lassie, aye, it's her I'll justly blame. When dark misfortune frowned on me, she denied she knew my name. But friendship by remorse is past, to her I'll never kneel. I'll sweethearts find, both true and kind, when fortune turns the wheel. Oh, ye dewy hills of Caledon, likewise sweet Colchidale, where friendship binds the firmest ties, love tells the sweetest tale. Here's to my friends and to my foes, you'll can I wish them well, that we all may meet some other night when fortune turns the wheel. Thank you.
And that was the Rainy Day Polska by the Rheingen Sisters from Already Home. Before that, we heard the Battlefield Band doing a Strathspey and Reels. Spore and Dommel are Mist on the Glen and Miss Monahan. And that's featuring Nala Kennedy, who's actually going to be making a return trip through here to play at the Burren later on this year. And that's from the album Beg and Borrow by the Battlefield Band, with just tons of guest artists on there. Prior to that was John Roberts and Deborah Cowan from When Fortune Turns the Wheel, Ballads Long and Short. And we're very happy to report that John Roberts is home again from his latest hip replacement and is recovering and seems to be doing well. And he'd probably do a lot better if you don't have a copy of Ballads Long and Short yet. You really should get one. It's terrific. And more information can be found on Deborah Cowan's website. Prior to that, we started off with The Gloaming from their new album doing a Sheen song. And they've catchily entitled this new one The Gloaming 2. It is 8:21, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and in case you didn't know it, we are expecting rain today, so make sure to pack your umbrellas or raincoats if you're going to be out and away from your cars for any significant length of time today. Well, next up, we've got Gweno, then something from Ruth Kagan, Open the Door for Three, Burning Bridget Cleary, and Solace, all coming your way on this hour of Celtic Dawn.
Thank you. Julia Easton Nims kunta hachu Mashim bachen skaten Spui harauru Tan palcha daragir Kawararu asfel Fost presen askaden She adnin Treharish tanim bachal yezach shen plens Och puisach et asen ta freil shen an slens Slen voliach et eson afan ach hun was Tan skaden Sach in Wamayas Unshan Goyleash Bakyadich Daru Naribach and Fash Bakunda Veju Unshan Kawarader Chita A dream of now, Yamaja Shasalin. Uns fluchest a manic, as manic nes fua. Fost prawal as quashin alien cormania. Tratacas las Michael as a niece chetarash. Chelierach tandu ansoit son of oklas. Te shilje van de shach gal prowl maestiach. As you the sachelet och rechen east mach, dach rechet a gienel rech kiana de voi, goil jog lesh a ren, as cre lau bent hai. Lesh cavan de yoch as grembeg dei Nimech becha has sawa as erani an shi Lictun gyu de chri oil de sa chesha chan hin Masta deinia shen sgian olfad imali an li Nish gerer a chot en a tami echra Drau palcha de skaden ek manen de bre Freil freil dun en vanach O fekru en tel As lig de manen Lesh puis foslen en meel.
When first I went to Caledonia and I got loading at number 3 and I got lodgings at Donald Norman's he had a daughter could make a tea and it was Charlie. Two bigger shavers united in sea. We're spearing eels in the month of April. And starving slaves out on Scattery. I went to Norman's for a pair of brocons, a cake of soap and a pound of tea. But Norman said that we could not have them till fish got plenty out on Scattery. So I went on just on purpose for to see the spray. I spied a maid from Boulardry over. She appeared to me like the Queen of May. If I had Penn from Pennsylvania, and I had paper of the purest white, and I had ink of a rosy morning, a true love's note unto you I'd write. I wish I was on the deepest ocean, as far from land as I could be, and sailing over the deepest ocean, where a woman's love would not trouble me. I lay my head to a cask and it's a dandy, I do declare. For when I am drinking, I'm seldom thinking how I can gain that young lady fair. First I went to Caledonia, and I got loading at number 3, and I got lodgings at Donald Norman's. He had a daughter, could make good tea.
Great voice of Pat Brodders there with When First I Went to Caledonia from the Open the Door for Three, the Penny Wager album. And, of course, Pat's joined there by his bandmates Liz Knowles and Kieran O'Hare. Before that, we heard Ruth Kagan, the great Manx singer, with a song about the herring fishing fleet from her album Sheer. And we started off that set with Gweno doing from her Welsh album Edith Olav, doing Stoof. Yep. Next up, we've got Burning Bridget Cleary, Sullis Lorgan Mac Methuna, and Baruled and Toddler Billy Riot, the Jeremiahs, and hopefully we can also squeeze in the Paul McKenna Band. But it gets tough, folks. We've only got about 20 minutes more here. This is a good time to remind you, if you're a Celtic artist who'd like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Medford, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153.
As I look out through Dublin City at the late hour of the night, who should I meet but a fair young maiden washing her clothes in the broad moonlight? Madam, I'm a darling, a diro, a dithero. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro, a dithero. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. First she washed them, then she squeezed them, then she laid them out to dry, and then she folded up her arms, saying, what a nice young girl am I. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, what did the girl? Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, what did the girl? Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day. Going to the well for a pail of water, fetching it all for to make some tea. While she fell under, I fell over, all of the gang was above the knee. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro, what did the row? Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro, what did the row? Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. of man.
Man, you've got ships in the ocean, all you need is a fine young man. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, we did the role. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, we did the role. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, we did the role. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro, we did the role. Madam, I'm a darling, a tyro day.
Bye.
That was Lorcan MacMathuna with Battle Lines, featuring Eoghan Neff, Martin Tourish, and Sean McErlin. And 1,000 years ago, Sigtryd Silkenbeer, the Norse king of Dublin, watched from the walls of the greatest city in the Western Viking world as two armies slaughtered one another a little over a mile from his city walls. It was Good Friday, April 23rd, 1014, and the battle that was occurring between the north bank of the River Liffey and the sea would go down in history as a defining event in a Gaelic and Norse political power play. The battle was recorded in the Chronicles of Europe, but nowhere in more detail than in the war between the Gael and the foreigners in the Icelandic Njáls saga. The Irish account describes the massed forces of the Norse and their allies arrayed in fearful strength, a closely massed wall of shining armor bristling with bloodthirsting weapons. A translation from this chronicle of the 11th century says, they had with them also shining, strong, powerful, graceful, sharp, glaring, bright, broad, well-set, powerful, Lachlan axes. They had steel, strong, piercing, graceful, ornamental, smooth, sharp-pointed, bright-sided, keen, clean, azure swords. In Jarl's saga, Blood Feud, which is fated to traverse this great fate, we get an insight into the political dealing which united the Norse of the Western world in Dublin on Good Friday 1014, an event which signaled the death knell of Viking suzerainty in Ireland. Before that was Sullis with Lost in Quimper from All These Years. Prior to that was Burning Bridget Cleary with Madam I'm a Darling, the great Frank Harris song from These Are the Days. Well, I am totally changing the order of things. Next up, we're going to hear Eileen Ivers from Beyond the Bog Road. And this is a great album. She focuses on the influence of the Celtic tradition on roots music, bluegrass, French Canadian, Cajun, and Appalachian, and how it journeyed on to become a fundamental ingredient of the American country music tradition. So we're going to hear something from Beyond the Bog Road.
little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and he bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Now four little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and he bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Now three little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and he bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.